You need to hustle and work hard. You need to activate some sort of money codes or DNA. There's this new opportunity and this is the way. But hey, Chris, isn't money an energy? Others say just follow your passion and you'll never work a day. You got to pay your bills and rent and then try to save a piece of that. So the truth is this, receiving money is predictable. There's a structure. Dear future self-made millionaire, I am sorry, but you've actually been lied to. The idea that you can earn and save your way to wealth is a total myth, one that has kept millions of people from the freedom they desire. In truth, there are many myths about money, which I want to share and talk about in this episode. Hey, I've had a really interesting relationship with money. As a child, my biggest desire was to have the best sports equipment, shoes, bats, balls, you name it. I wanted the best. And I was told that I couldn't have it. And well, not that I couldn't have it. I still got some really great stuff. But I always knew that we had to earn to go have it. Do you know what I mean? Like, you need to go and do this and then you can have it, which is a decent way to think about money. But for me, money was scarce because we had to give our time. I sincerely wish that my mum could be home or that we could go on different trips, that we could do things, but we couldn't. And there was this understanding that you must give time, you must do chores, you get this, you got to do that. And so it was this real understanding that time and money were really codependent and related. And I always felt stressed around, like I always wanted to have more. And this desire was really true for me. Like I had this real understanding or this belief that if I just had more, I can get the right stuff. And if I could get the right stuff, I could finally beat or win what I wanted to do. And so I got really committed. As a young adult, I got committed and I would always make more and spend more and end up in debt. And the cycle continued and continued. And now my companies earn millions of dollars a month. And the shift was around how I was thinking around money. Now, look, there's a lot of misinformation around it and how it's created. And so here are a few of the top myths, okay? Some people say you need to hustle and work hard to create money. I'm not against hustle. I love working hard. However, we all know people that work really, really hard and don't have any money, right? They hustle. Like I was actually just walking to get a coffee just before and there's a guy out there mowing lawns. And I'm certain he hustles. I'm certain he works hard. Yet if he's out there mowing lawns, I'm pretty sure where he sits on the spectrum of wealth creation. And so it's not about not working hard and hustling. It's understand that that's not the correlation to creating lots of money, right? I've heard some people say to me that, you know, you need to activate some sort of money codes or DNA, especially in the world that I, yet the only people that I know that have told me to activate money codes are selling me on a course to do it, right? Like the people that I've hung out with, I'm like, some very wealthy people, you know, billionaires, people that have made millions and millions of dollars selling businesses, $100 million plus. And very rarely do they actually, they've never, ever, ever talked about any sort of money codes. So some say that there's this new opportunity and this is the way. Yet in each opportunity, there are some people that win and some people that don't, right? Like we've all heard of, you know, the Amway, multi-level marketing, Herbalife opportunities, and some win, some don't. Like I'm a big proponent of become a coach. Some coaches win, some don't. Or write a book. Some win, some don't. So we talk about the opportunity or, you know, I think AI consulting is a big opportunity. Some win, some don't. And so it's not necessarily the opportunity. Others say to me, but hey, Chris, isn't money an energy? I was recently on a podcast and this person said to me that there is a spiritual energy of money. It's just, I was polite. You know, see, money is energy. I think the more that you give, the more you're just going to get. Whatever energy you give, you're going to get it in return. And look, it's good to give good energy, but all of us know people who give good energy and don't have money. And then others say, yeah, but money's not important. You know, money can't make you happy. So duh, you know, I didn't say it makes you happy. We're just talking about how to get it, you know? And so the people say money isn't important, but actually they spend all their day out there doing something to get it. How do you know that they're doing something to get it? They wouldn't do that thing for free. That's how you know. So someone says, money's not important. It's okay, great. So do your job for free then, right? See how important or non-important it is, right? Others say, just follow your passion and you'll never work a day. Yet most of us have passions that don't pay well. Like I'm pretty passionate about golf. I'm never going to earn money playing golf and I don't want to do it every single day. You see, I'm pretty passionate about most sports, tennis or basketball, these sort of things. Yet if you make your passion the way that you make money, it gets a different flavor to it. You know, it's not just about your art anymore, right? It's now about making money. And so here's the truth, right? There's many myths, right? Like I'm sure you've heard the myth of just get a good education, get a good job, buy a house. Yet you know from some of my other blogs and podcasts that that will just take a lifetime and all you end up is with a house, no cash flow, right? You know, like seriously, if you have an average income and you know, you got to pay your bills and rent and then try to save a piece of that, you're talking about decades to get free, which is crazy. So the truth is this, receiving money is predictable. There's a structure. You must understand what it is along with its structure of creation. So what is money? Money's a measurement, okay? It's like Celsius or Fahrenheit or centimeters. centimeters or a mile, it measures something. Okay, it just measures something. It's like a second or an hour, which measures time, right? It's like a meter, which measures distance, or it's Fahrenheit, measures temperature. Okay, it's a measurement. And what it measures is value. Okay, value is an increase in satisfaction or a decrease in pain for someone else. So we value things differently. Someone might value a Lamborghini, and so they'll pay a lot. They feel really good to have one. Others might not value that at all, so they won't. So value is in the eye of the beholder, but what money is measuring how much value someone else puts on something, right? So if we value a loaf of bread, this is how much we'll give for it. And if we value something else, this is how much we'll give for that. So it measures the value, and value is increasing satisfaction, you know, which starts at the bottom of our, you know, our physiological needs, home and shelter, these sort of things to move up. So it's measuring value. And so if you want lots of money, if you want to create it, you must add value to another human because it's measuring values. You must do it in a way that they want to pay for it. So basically, you must make someone else's life better in a way they want to pay for it and at a competitive price. So you don't need to be a good or a bad person. Money doesn't care whether you're good or whether you're bad because it's measuring something, right? Money doesn't care if you work hard or don't. It's just measuring something, right? It's just like saying, does Fahrenheit care? No, it's just measuring the does a mile care? No, it's measuring. See, you don't need to activate money or chakra codes. Money doesn't care. You don't need to be passionate or talented. Money doesn't care. You don't need to be educated or know a certain thing. Money doesn't care. Again, money is a measurement, and it measures how you add value, right? It's this function. That's what it is. And so they want to pay you. It's a measurement. You don't need to do a money dance or have affirmations. You don't need to be anything other than you are. Money doesn't care about you. I'm sorry, it doesn't. And that is why people that are good people cannot have a lot of this thing, because they're not doing what needs to be done. So if you work up in middle class, working class, you might have had similar thoughts to me about money. You thought you had to trade your time for money. But actually, the time was just the way that you were adding value. Okay, you can actually take that time and build an asset, like writing a book or creating a business. That asset can make money. It does have nothing to do with time. Nothing. This is proven by amazing people who have no time left, like Michael Jackson or Elvis Presley, who are still making money, even though they don't have time. It's not about having time. It's about what you put your time into. See, money is abundant. In fact, it's as abundant as humans have desires and problems they want to solve, which is a massive statement, right? That's how abundant it is, because people are paying to solve problems and to fulfill desires. So instead of trade time for money, I needed a structure that would create money without limitation. Because money measures value, I needed a value creation system. And so all my businesses add value to people in ways that they want to pay, right? So I've just started a new business, a publishing business, and a book coaching business, which adds value. People want to pay to get their books written. I will help them. Can you see how it doesn't matter about who I am? It matters that I create the right structure. Right? I've got a bunch of other companies that I'm starting at the moment, and I've got my companies that I currently have, and they're all in this right structure. See, without getting in the right structure, motivation, hustle, hard work, money, codes, activating, doing a dance, being a good person, doesn't matter, right? Doesn't matter how much you work, stay up late, it doesn't matter. And so if you want to get a lot of money and have freedom, which is a completely fine choice in my books, the first thing you need to do is be able to build assets. So you might have to go and quit your job or go down to part-time and just live frugally. A lot of people just turn over the wheels, you know, earning, you know, a wage, and they don't want to give up that wage. But the problem is then they don't have any time to put into growing their next thing. The best time to do it is right now, is to truly bet on yourself. See, entrepreneurs never fail. Businesses can fail, but entrepreneurs don't fail. And so you must get into the right structure. Simply being in the wrong structure for however long you've already been in it, it's simply just you got to get out of that structure. There's nothing that you'll create if you're in a time for money structure. It's if you desire a huge flow of money, right? If you want to be a self-made millionaire, here's what you must do. Number one, you must find a way to add value to others in a way they want to pay for it. Number two, you must find a way to deliver that value to them without your time. And you must find a way to distribute that value without your time. Okay, so deliver it, distribute, and then how you'll do it. Once you realize that money is a structure, it becomes much easier. It will not change you. It will just give you different options. You can just spend on different things. You can be a very happy, poor person, or you can be a very unhappy, rich person. It's not going to change you. You just get to do different things. However, there are so many myths, and one of the biggest myths is this understanding of what money is, and I want you to know that's a structure. Now, whenever I teach this, there's always someone, usually a smart ass at the back, that says, well, what about the lottery? And the truth is, lottery winners are just lucky, right? Millions of people put their names forward and someone wins. It lives outside of the rule, right? It's an exception to the rule, right? And another exception to the rule is for some, what about people that lie or cheat or steal? They get money. Yeah, it's an exception, right? Go put your name in the lottery, and if you're lucky, you win. You know what's funny about the lottery? I heard this joke somewhere. I don't know where. I'm definitely, it's not not an original joke. The joke goes like this. It's like, you know, I don't know why people who buy a lottery ticket aren't terrified of lightning, you know, because you're much more likely to be hit by lightning than to win the lottery, right? So, you know, you'd think if they were logical, if they're buying a lottery ticket, they'd be terrified of lightning or flying in planes or other things that, you know, have got a higher chance of being really bad. Anyway, I thought it was funny. So there are some exceptions, right? You could go steal and stuff if that's what you want to do. But when you understand the structure, you just simply go, okay, how can I add value to people in a way that they want to pay? And we have a predictable thing in the Super Conscious Entrepreneur program, like our program. If you want to know how to start a business from scratch with nothing but your consciousness, we can show you how to do it. In fact, there's five simple ways to do it that are really easy. And so anyway, I've used money as an example here, but actually you can use this for anything, health, you know, purpose, you know, relationship, parent, whatever it is. There is always a structure for the creation. There is a certain recipe or things that need to be done to see it work. So hey, I hope you enjoyed it. Share it, like this. I love sharing this knowledge with you. I know the number one reason why people don't have what they want in life is their conscious structure. And the second is they don't have the money. So I really want to help people to be able to live a life they love. So see you soon. Hope you enjoyed it. Bye for now.